Well, good morning, and thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. James Winters, Transit Planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NRPC. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Remind our listeners, James, what is NRPC and what do you do?
NRPC is a metropolitan planning organization, and that's it's kind of like an extension of the federal government. What we do is we work with local decision makers, elected officials, and the general public to try and find out what everyone's priorities are for transportation projects, and then we match those priorities to federal funds so that they can actually get built.
Absolutely. So I know you've been working hard on a number of plans, including the 2050 plan. As of late, I know you've been working on the coordinated transit plan. So what exactly is the coordinated transit plan?
Great. The coordinated transit plan is actually a requirement of the Federal Transit Administration. Mm-hmm. It has this really long technical federal name, but we're just calling it the Coordinated Transit Plan. And that plan is a requirement for what we call Section 5310 funding. And that funding is transit funding that can pay for operating or capital costs associated with providing transit for elderly, people with disabilities, and people who are low income.
Sure.
We get about $500,000 a year. And so this plan is not only going to give us priorities for our general transit programming, it's also going to provide us with some priorities for how to spend that $500,000 a year.
Sure. Not to put you on a spot, but can you name a couple of those, you know, those organizations that you do sponsor?
Sure. So, you know, every transit operator in Northwestern Indiana is eligible for these funds. So are private taxi companies and even nonprofits like nursing homes and the kind, that kind of thing. But specifically, we work with Southlake County Community Services. Mm-hmm. We work with the Gary Public Transit Corporation. We work with the South Shore Train. We work with Porter County Aging and Community Services, Michigan City Transit, Transport, Opportunity Enterprises, North Township Dial-A-Ride.
Sure.
Man, now I hope I'm not forgetting anybody.
But it gives our listeners, you know, more of an idea of who you do work with. So how does this plan differ from the 2050 plan?
This plan is much, much, much narrower in scope.
Okay.
So the 2050 plan is planning on a horizon of the year 2050. And they're looking at everything from housing to transportation to a broad breadth of topics. This plan is just looking at what the needs are for people who are elderly, people who are disabled, and people who are low income, and how we can match those needs to transportation. And if there's any efficiencies that can be built between human service organizations who regularly work with those populations and transit operators.
I see. So we know public transportation in general can help achieve reduced emissions and other air quality goals. What do you think are some of the potential impacts of the plan?
Oh, sure. Well, so most notably, I think it's going to be funding priorities.
Okay.
You know, if we have if everyone we interview and everyone we survey all say that they need more intercity transportation, then what we can do is it doesn't have to be limited to just 5310 programming. It can be just our general transit funding source as well. We can say, great, so intercity transportation is going to be the number one prioritized funding or program that we're going to fund. So that's really where an MPO has the most, I guess, power to implement a change. But those funding priorities are going to be key. But also, we're also hoping to get a lot of feedback on how things could be more efficient. Are there certain organizations that are having trouble working with operators? If so, why? And maybe there's a way we can make that better. So one recommendation that we got so far was that a lot of people know that there is transit, but they don't necessarily know if it's available where they live.
I see.
And they don't necessarily know what options they have. So something that's kind of been coming up through our conversations, we had a series of public meetings and we've had a survey that's been out for some time, is maybe we just have one centralized website where a user can go to this one website and punch in their address and see what transit opportunities can come to their door, whether or not they're walking distance to a fixed route stop or if they can call a demand response provider to pick them up at their door.
I see. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. James Winters, transit planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. So what are some of the trends that you're seeing in your outreach surrounding the coordinated transit plan, James?
I think mostly it has been about communication. We're getting a lot of feedback that that people don't often know what services are available. And when we're having the conversation talking about services, or rather talking about planning projects that, that impact those services, people often don't necessarily know about it then either.
Sure.
So so something that we've tried to do is we've tried to meet one-on-one with people who might work with a population of people who would be interested in taking our survey. So we've gone out and had a whole mess of these one-on-ones in the last couple of weeks. And then we've also tried other outreach methods like going on the radio, you know, so that people know that, you know, we're talking about transit programming and we're talking about transit priorities, and we really want to make sure that we have a good plan, and we want to talk to people to see what they have to say about transit as well.
So what are the next steps for this coordinated transit plan, James?
Well, so at the time that this interview will air, our survey period will be over. But we will have a public meeting. It's not yet scheduled, but it will be that third week in October, between October 15th and 19th.
Okay.
At that meeting, we're going to present the findings from the plan because we'll have some really good data because the survey will be closed and we will have finished all of our public meetings. And so if anyone's interested in this plan, they can come to that meeting and see what the findings are, and they'll also get an opportunity to comment on the plan there. Alternatively, if they have any burning questions, they can always email me.
Okay. And their email address?
My email is J, W-I-N-T-E-R-S. That's J Winters, just like the season, but more than one, at NIRPC.org. That's N-I-R-P-C.org.
And James, as you talk about all these plans that are being coordinated, how does NIRPC coordinate these plans with other transit agencies, maybe in Illinois or Michigan or other parts of Indiana?
Right now, we don't have that many transit services that leave our region to literally connect with other transit networks. That's something that we would like to change. I can tell you in Hammond, there are a few bus routes I believe that GPTC has that links up with the Pace Bus.
Sure.
And I think East Chicago does that as well. So that's one way you can make a link from Northwestern Indiana into the Chicago suburbs. Of course, our best interregional link is the South Shore train. So you can board that along Lake Michigan and get up to the center of the city of Chicago or out to South Bend. We also, Valpo is doing some really exciting things and linking their city to downtown Chicago. They have the Chicago Dash and maybe a couple of exciting upcoming projects that I'll leave you to go to Valpo to find out about.
Wonderful. You know, a lot of great things going on. Congratulations on all the great work that NIRPC is doing, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to James Winters, transit planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NIRPC. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.